Hey, you and me, we're Congress now, okay? Because something pretty big happened while Congress was away on spring break, and we don't really have time to wait for them to get back just to not care. But I do have a plan, so let me catch you up. On March 31st, Oracle announced this new AI platform for the United States government. And what it does is very simple, but it's also very terrifying, because it takes civilian agency data, and it takes defense agency data, and it mixes it all together. And the idea is that they want to be able to make mission-critical decisions at scale using AI. Enable civilian and defense agencies to unify critical information so they can move faster, reduce information silos, and make informed mission-critical decisions at scale. Now, having civilian and military data under the same company roof is one thing, but having it accessible on the same platform so that AI tools can reach both of them and cross-pollinate, that's not good at all. And we don't really have to guess as to how this would turn out if we did it, okay? Because there's already a country that does this, China, and it's called military-civil fusion. Starting in 2017, China built a system, with the help of Larry Ellison, where hospitals, tech companies, and universities all made their civilian data available to the People's Liberation Army. So all of your military records, your research, your business data, all of that goes to the same military that has their missiles pointed at Taiwan. Because the idea is that you're blurring civilian life and military operations. You don't create a distinguishment between it. The idea is that the government, through the military, has ownership over all of the infrastructure and all of your information. And the United States has spent literally years pointing at that and saying, oop, that's the line that free countries don't cross. We sanctioned Huawei over it. We banned TikTok over it. That was kind of the whole argument. You know how the CCP and TikTok were kind of too intertwined? That was our whole point. We didn't want that happening with us. See, we love our military here in America, okay? But we love our military separate from our civilians. Military stay over there, civilians stay over here. We care about this so much as a country that we put it in our Bill of Rights. It is the Third Amendment. You know how you can't quarter soldiers in a civilian's home? That's where this comes from. Everyone treats it like it's some weird historical footnote, but the principle behind it is dead serious. So when an American company announces a platform that unifies civilian and military data under one government AI system, we should probably talk about that, no? Oracle's already well on its way trying to unify all of this data. Right now we have Medicare and Medicaid data that is moving over to Oracle's platforms as we speak. That is the health records of tens of millions of people around America. Your parents, your grandparents, anybody who is on the federal health care coverage, this is affecting. And at the same time that's happening, Oracle already holds Air Force contracts, intelligence community contracts, and defense agency contracts. And here's the thing, right now there is no law that says those two things have to stay separate. Your healthcare data and Air Force contract data, nothing. No firewall, no rule, nothing in the books that says legally they have to stay separate. The only thing separating your grandmother's healthcare records from defense AI systems like Palantir's is Oracle's own policies. Now, we need a law that requires that separation. We need that written down on paper, but if there's anything that Delta Airlines has taught me about Congress, it's that it's not gonna happen if we ask them nicely. We have to make everybody very, very uncomfortable if we want something like this to happen. And we need something like this to happen because the clock is counting down. We don't have much time. Outside of Delta Airlines, you know who Congress does listen to? The healthcare industry, hospital systems, the people who spend billions of dollars on healthcare technology. Why would hospital executives care, you ask? I'll give you one reason. HIPAA compliance. Because under HIPAA, hospitals are responsible for what their vendors do with patient data. And so it's not that Oracle holding health data is illegal or them holding military contracts is illegal, but no one right now can prove that those two things are separated. And that is a compliance risk. And compliance risks are very expensive. We need to ask a very important question, and we need to make sure that they hear it, because if something goes wrong with our data and it comes out that they knew the question and didn't investigate, well, then they're liable. So the plan is, I need you to be a troll with me, okay? We need to ask Oracle one very simple question, a yes or no question, and we need to force these hospital executives to see them answer this question or not answer it. The question is, is there a firewall separating Oracle Health patient data from your defense and intelligence infrastructure? Yes or no? And we need to hit Oracle Health hard all over their LinkedIn pages, on every single post, on everything that they ever do. We need to be loud about it. It's hospital executives, legal teams, compliance officers, they love themselves some good thought leaders, okay? They are all on LinkedIn all the time. And think about it, if we all copy and paste that same question everywhere, it's perfect, because Oracle is trapped. If they say no to that question, then every hospital boardroom in the country has a problem. If they say, yeah, we have a firewall, then great, prove it. You have to show the documentation now. You have to show the audit, because the boards and the hospitals and the executives, they're all going to be watching. And if they say nothing, well, that's going to make a lot of hospital execs very nervous. In fact, I'm going to kick us off. I'm going to get started on this right now, okay? And don't you dare leave me behind, suckers. All right? Remember, we're Congress now. And do something.